USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump calls the long-awaited coronavirus relief bill a disgrace and demands $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Congress approved a one-time $600 payment. The president called the 5,600-page spending bill wasteful and filled with unnecessary items. The Israeli Knesset office confirmed early Wednesday that the country is heading to its fourth elections in 2 years. A deadline for parliament to pass a new budget passed at midnight, forcing the Knesset to dissolve and automatically triggering new elections on March 23rd. LaGuardia Airport control tower chatter reveals two people were arrested after a Delta Airlines pilot radioed the tower that passengers, along with their Great Dane puppy, had bailed out on the tarmac by opening an emergency door and going down the inflatable slide Monday. Radio traffic to the pilot said, "It looks like the individual is being arrested at this time." This is USA Radio News.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association, and while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
Let's get a Christmas coronavirus update.
With Christmas right around the corner and holiday travel picking up, many health officials are asking Americans to scale back their celebrations to help stave off another surge of coronavirus cases after the holiday period. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that he's never said he wants to cancel Christmas. Instead, he hopes Americans will take the proper precautions to keep their holiday gatherings as safe as possible.
But whenever I talk about being careful, someone will say, well, he wants to cancel Christmas. I don't want to do that. I want people to be more careful. I want them to limit traveling to the extent possible. And when you congregate, try to do it with a limited number of people, preferably people in the same household or a few close people who you know are also being very careful. Avoid the 20, 25 people at a house at a big setting. Those are the things that are quite risky.
For the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, tells Fox, let's put the broken world in God's hands this Christmas.
88% of religiously unaffiliated people are planning to celebrate Christmas this year, and 10% of them say they're going to do more spiritual reflection than ever before. There is a hunger for the message of Christmas, and I think this pandemic, the unprecedented political strife we've seen in our country, all are reminders that this world is broken, and quite frankly, we're powerless to fix it. But God can fix it. You know, somebody said if man's greatest need had been for money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been for education, God would have sent us a teacher. But our greatest need is for forgiveness. And that's why God sent us a Savior. The angel said to the shepherds, for under you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And that's what Christmas is about.
According to the National Congressional Study Survey, there's an estimated 380,000 churches in the United States in 2020. Zoom is getting into the holiday spirit. The popular video chat platform has announced that it will be temporarily suspending the 40-minute limit on call lengths for free subscribers during key holiday periods. The first block is the end of Hanukkah from now until Saturday morning. The second stretches from the morning of December 23rd to the morning of December 26th, while the last block is December 30th to the morning of January 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.